1995, and I'm Valentina Bold. I'm about to interview Mrs. Peggy Kent of Lowestoft about her memories of the cinema in the 1930s.
Have you got a plug in?
No, I'm okay just like this.
Just be careful what you say, Peggy. We won't talk about what we were talking about her before. I can't remember. That fella, you know, that Tishy Heron.
Oh, yes, we used to purposely.
You don't mention names, for God's sake.
No, we opened it.
We'll be before law courts and the high courts.
That's right. Well, nothing that'll get you into trouble.
I think they're nearly all gone now.
That's too late now, isn't it? Lovely.
I wonder if there's if there'd be something I could maybe clip this on.
What you could do, darling?
Could I clip this onto something?
Yes, whatever. Cool. You do whatever you want to do,
right,
dear.
Could I maybe use this little table?
Yes, the little table. That's right. I'm going to lift that out.
And then I'll put it in the centre of the room, and then it'll
everybody can
pick us all up.
That's great. We have no barking, for goodness sake. There's some barbers should be coming. They got catch a bus. They should be coming along. So let's go. They rang us.
Where do they live?
Over Whiting Road, up the Broad. Yes, wrong estate, but no, it's the
right, Golson Road.
Yes, off that way, is it switched on?
Yes, I've got it on now.
Well, then, Hilda, but there's up at Kirkby's, you start with the cinemas.
Well, I think there was a cinema in South Lowestoft, which we call Pakefield, many years ago. But the next one I remember, which is still an old cinema, is the Ideal Cinema, Norwich Road.
That was the oldest one,
Ideal,
wasn't it?
Yes.
Dickie Bird Cinema. Dickie Bird ran that.
What, Pakefield?
No, Ideal.
I never heard of one at Pakefield.
No.
We mustn't talk about this, right? And what about the old Cosy Corner at the top of the town?
Cosy Corner started, and then it ran several years under the Cosy Corner, didn't it? And then it was changed to another name called Regent Cinema.
I can't remember that one.
Can you?
Yeah.
And we had the Grand Cinema in London Road South.
Mm-hmm.
Playhouse Cinema in London Road South.
South, yes.
Palace London Road South.
South.
Hippodrome, Battery Green.
You worked there, didn't you, for
a
while?
Yes, I did.
With Max Bygraves.
Yes. That's right, I got to know him fairly well.
You looked after his children, didn't you? I remember that, yes.
And then we had the
Marina.
Odeon and Marina cinemas. So we were well equipped, really, for the amount we had.
Yes. Mm. And that was mostly, it just used to be weekdays at one time, didn't it? Just the cinema.
Yes.
And then it came on Sundays.
Yes.
Theatre Sundays. That was big bands.
Yeah, big bands of the Odeon,
that's
what we were saying. Yeah, all the big bands used to come down. Harry Roy,
yes.
Roy Fox,
Billy
Nat
Coleman.
Ganella, Henry Hall.
Hello, Henry.
Yeah, who else used to come down? Henry Hall, Roy Fox.
And Max Jaffa I went to see.
Yes. Max Jaffa, yes.
Grand
Harry Davidson.
Grand Cinema, they were the first ones that had the talkies that used to be silent films.
That's right.
And they had.
Can you remember the first talkie you saw?
Yes, but it was.
It was a Christian one, I believe. Or was it Al Johnson?
No, Al Johnson.
Al Johnson, that's right.
Sing
and Fool?
No.
Sunny Boy sang in it.
Yes, that's right. He did, Hilda. Yes.
I don't know what it's called.
Wasn't it called a Singing Fool? No, couldn't
it
be.
No, I didn't think it was a Singing Fool, but that was the first film.
Can you remember they used to always have at the Grand Cinema at Easter, the religious ones?
They did.
Can you remember what they were called?
Good Friday.
And the one with Ben Hur.
Yes, that's right,
yes.
Ben Hur. We had
and the one where they put the Christians all to the lines.
That was Ben Hur. I hated it.
That is before the.
I don't like cruelty.
Before the Second World War, that was, wasn't it?
What?
The. Christian films on at the Marina Cinema. That was the only
that's
one
right.
I did. And then the Odeon, when that was built, we used to have them there.
Because the cinemas didn't used to open, did they, before on a Good Friday?
No.
But only the religious films.
Yeah.
But they were really good, weren't they?
Oh, they were. They're very nice.
What was the one with Moses, part of the Red Sea?
Oh, yes.
That was the
Ten Commandments.
Oh, yeah, my God, my brain is working.
Ten Commandments, that's right. What else have we got?
I was interested when you said that long list of cinemas just now. Did you have any favourites?
The Odeon, because that was the biggest, the newest one.
The Odeon was a beautiful theatre.
Yeah, really.
Never took it down.
Never. Ridiculous.
It was the atmosphere of going into a cinema, wasn't it? It smelt lovely. Hilda got memories before, I didn't realise this, she's got memories of the old cinema that the fella I married used to work up there, and she can remember him going round with the squirting the perfume.
You more handy.
You mean the fella you married, you're talking about George?
Oh, George, yes. Like I said, my George.
Yeah.
But I said to Val, who I married, she all of a sudden, Hilda said, I can remember your George.
Yeah,
she said,
yes. He used to put the music on, and if he wanted in a hurry, he'd put it on right quick when all the children used to run out. Then perhaps another Saturday, that would be, he'd got plenty of time, that'd be slow down.
That's
but
right.
He's always got this going around. And there used to be gallons of
it. Was June perfume. He used to tell, George used to tell my mother that the lady who used to play the piano in front, on the Saturday, she used to have to wear her rubber boots because the children all used to wee.
Oh, God.
Well, that's made up.
My poor mother used to love. And he said that he used to take some of this perfume home, and his mother used to absolutely regal.
Oh,
that's
you.
Dear, oh, dear.
But mm. I didn't know that, Hilda, that you knew George before then.
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did know George before then.
I didn't realise that.
I knew him as a fairly young lad. I should think 13.
He used to wear a bowler hat, he told me, and a white silk scarf.
I couldn't imagine it.
Can I ask, if it's not too rude...
That's all right.
What year everyone was born in, just so I can...
I'm 1920.
1919.
And you're before that, aren't you?
I'm 1916.
Really?
She won't look it, does she?
Not at all, no.
Yes, I shall be 80 in January. That's disgusting.
Well, yeah, she was the first person I went to work with.
Yeah. I'll be 80 in January. Isn't it dreadful?
Oh. No, not really, Hilda. I see how well you are.
Yeah,
my top half is 21.
I know.
That's my bottom half was 101. That's my top half.
But then we've got to be very thankful, haven't we, that we...
Yes.
But then there was also the bands who used to come on the South Pier,
yes,
didn't they?
Do you remember the Palm Court Orchestra on a Sunday night that used to come on?
That used to be lovely.
Yeah, beautiful.
Lovely. It used to be some real good times. Mm.
And who was the accordion band that used to come on there, was it?
They all used to come, didn't they? That's
right. I remember Harry Davidson coming. Mm. Then who? What was the band when all the... I can remember what the fellas used to wear, where they all used to wear those nice grey tailored suits.
Yes.
With red ties.
Yes. Well, of course, people, sort of bands and that, used to dress really immaculately.
That's right.
So did we. Oh, yes, we did. Yes.
So did we, didn't we? But we were saying that the Saturday, Sunday nights, when they had the big bands, you had to book your seats because the whole cinema used to be full. They even used to be sitting down the aisles for people who didn't book the seats and standing at the back.
Mm.
But we used to wait till everybody was seated. We'd book our seats about two rows from the front, didn't we? And about 3 minutes to eight, we'd make our entrance.
Because we all had to walk the length of that cinema, and that curtain never went up until we sat down at the front.
Because we were known, weren't we? We all used to wear white coats, didn't we?
Some people liked us, as a lot disliked us, but some people liked us. We were all very smart, but...
That's right. The funny thing was, you know, when we used to go dancing on the South Pier, they had an open dance place, and they had the band in this pavilion, and there was this big dance. There was this nice big pavilion there where all the fellas used to stand on these balconies, didn't they? And the chappy who was at the desk, he used to see us coming, didn't he? Come on, girls, he said, let you in for half price, because he knew the fellas would all follow. So we used to say, let us in for nothing, then we'll come in. Now, the sequel to this was, my daughter was now about 10 years old, and she was in, used to go to her dancing school, and they were putting on this play at the Sparrow's Nest. And I was up there helping, like a wardrobe mistress, and we're moving, these chappies were up there moving all the scenery, you see. And every time this sort of chap, he kept looking at me and he said, I know you. And I said, I know you. And after several days went by, all of a sudden he looked at me and he said, let you in at half price if you sat off the floor. I said to him, let us in for nothing, then we will.
It was strange. And so, of course, then when we used to go out, and then all the others would follow on, wouldn't they? Mm-hmm. The chappies would all come down there.
Yeah. Which was good. Very you, fun. You, when did you go away, Hilda? It was the beginning of the war, weren't it? You went away.
Yes, I went.
We went nursing, didn't we?
We did go nursing, yes. Oh, God.
We volunteered, didn't we, to be nurses?
Yes, we volunteered. We were going to drive the ambulance at first, didn't we?
There was only two things we could do, weren't we? Go in the country and with to be evacuated with children or be a nurse. Yeah. So we said
did we have a choice?
I think we had a choice then. We weren't, they weren't drafting anybody, were they? It was just that we had the choice. So we said that we didn't want to go in the country, we'd be nurses.
I first went to the old workhouse. What are they called?
You went to the workhouse.
What do they call that?
Loathing Little Hospital.
Loathing Little Hospital. Thank you, yes.
How did we get separated then? I went with Eileen Overy.
Yes, but I went to Shrewsbury. I went to Shrewsbury.
Then you were back. They sent you away to the factory, didn't they? A nurse in a factory, weren't
you? No, I went to the hospital.
And you went in the hospital?
Copthorne Hospital at Shrewsbury.
It's a nurse in a factory. Then you went down to.
I went afterwards when I gave up.
That's right.
I went down to Weymouth.
You went down to Weymouth, that's right, Hilda. Yes.
Yes. Yes, and all sort of can split everything out there.
And it did. It spoiled everything, really.
Yeah, that did. And Eileen, who was with me, I rang her and she chipped on she just had a stroke.
She
didn't hear
me. She still lives in Saxon Road.
Yeah, she just come. She would have come, she said, but I can't get my words out. I said, well, don't worry about it, Hilda, Eileen, just come.
She had the knowledge, I mean, that helped.
Now, if I hadn't known that before, Graham would have picked her up.
I suggested this.
Did you?
Because I'm sure that you wouldn't have minded. Yeah. I said, why not get in touch with Hilda? I said, because I thought at the time you were getting a taxi, you see.
I was going to, but they arranged my life for me now.
Well, they do.
Well, it's nice to have help.
Is it? Help. I get told what to do. I think I was down to
Is there anything else there? Well, I was interested because you were telling me on the phone about how you used to get ideas about clothes and hairstyles.
Right. Yes,
and
we did
from the films.
Get ideas from the pictures about what we're going to wear and how we did our hair.
And our hair, especially our hair.
Especially our hair. Now, Hilda would do, come on, Hilda, all the pipe cleaners. How many used to put in a Saturday afternoon?
Oh, I've put in as many as 120 pipe cleaners to have all the curls in my hair. And then on top of that, I put a wreath of roses at the back, wouldn't I?
Gosh,
we used to. Because you wore long evening dresses. Oh, not all the time, but because we used to go to the hops. Mm. There was a dance on every night, you see, so we would dress up and go to the different. But when they had the
make
bigger
a lot
dances.
Of clothes, didn't we?
That's
your
right.
Mum used to help me with mine.
Yeah,
because I couldn't afford a dressmaker. Because my mother was a bit poor, we were a bit hard up.
We were all hard up in that day.
But my mum could sew, so she used to make all the clothes.
I could make dresses.
Yeah, I know you did,
Hilda.
You're pretty
good. I used to like that. You can't thread a needle now.
Oh, Hilda. It's
like
this
you do.
Arthritis.
Yeah, I'm not long enough.
Then we used to do, that's right, then we all
what
got those hair braids, didn't we?
Got?
False hair braids we had, and we used to put them on our hair because somebody had them, you know, on the cinema. And then the dresses, you would definitely, whatever they wore on the cinema, we dressed like
if
them,
we saw a style of hairdressing or clothes in a film and we liked it, four of us would be out the next weekend wearing that style.
That's right.
With our hairs done and whatever we've made. We've had dresses up as, well, we had them. I've got photographs in that
I've
book.
I've got photographs
there. Right long to my ankles. And then I've had them a bit short. I mean, we kept with style, although
all the
we
time.
Were pretty hard up because we didn't earn much money.
No.
And once we paid out our mothers, there was a very little left. I mean, if we went to the Odeon on a Sunday, we go to the dance set, the Odeon Sunday, we had no more money till Friday when we got paid. We were probably mother would lend them sixpence to go to the dance with, but you know, if you wanted like we used to buy stockings then, silk stockings, didn't we? Woolworths was the best value. We used to get a pair for sixpence there.
Yeah.
But if now one of us were going to a dance and especially during the war years and they hadn't got stockings to go in, well, we'd bring our bundle of stockings and match them up, wouldn't
that's
we, Peggy?
Right.
We wash them in strong tea. And
a colour. We used to save all our odd ones. If one got a hole in, we'd have to get rid of it. And then we'd have a bundle of the others, and then we'd bring in whoever was going out. Or if we were going to a dance, we'd probably lend somebody a dress to go in.
I was going to say, lend her the dress.
Yes, and all those sort of things. We helped.
Each other.
If they had a date, we helped each other. Makeup especially, because we couldn't afford
You couldn't buy that,
makeup,
no.
And we really used to, we're good
the
to
The thing you haven't remembered is, when Marjorie Killip went out in her coat and that way,
and
that was all pinned up.
Yes. We were all going to have these wide coats, you see, because we saw this on the film. Well, I was fortunate, as I said, because my mum made mine things. And we had this one. And we used to meet at the station. And we got there first. Lena used to call for me. And then Hilda used to... And always we waited for Marjorie Killip.
Yes,
and where she comes. Very tall, smart young woman.
Very good-looking girl.
Yeah. Not short.
A real madam.
Yeah.
Navy real skirt. Madam. And she came up with a short... We said, oh, my God, she's got her white coat on. She came out. She said, don't anybody touch me. Don't anybody touch me, she said, because my sleeve is only tacked in.
She said, I haven't had time to sew it properly. So... Don't get hold of my arm, anyone.
Don't touch me anywhere. Yeah. It was full of pins. We've been hard at, but I've never been out full of pins.
Oh, dear.
She was like that. Yeah. I remember going to one dance at Wallace, and I think it was three, and I had three girls a dance dress. Yeah, I was fortunate because they said Amanda made them. And I remember I then started courting, and George said, I don't know which one to dance with.
It was a lovely atmosphere, wasn't it, Hilda, in the laundry, that we all helped
we
each
friends,
other.
Yeah.
When
we worked at a laundry, you see.
We all worked in this laundry and we were all good friends and we all shared everything. And Sundays we used to go out to Courton Beach for the day.
Yes.
We only used to go because Hilda was sweet on a man up there. And
That's
we used to...
We damn short sale!
And we went to help her, didn't we?
Yes, but the thing that we're not going to talk about is that he was courting...
Yeah.
And he used to meet her after he took the other
one
home.
That
How could you be like that? I'd kill my husband if he'd done that.
Yes, we were very much influenced by what we saw. I remember we put the laundry. We then seen Alice Faye in Bowenardi with Carmen Miranda.
Yes, and all the hair.
And somebody sent in, because we worked at the laundry, somebody sent in this blue chiffon scarf and I got it draped around my head and I got it slung on my shoulder. Somebody else's scarf and I was going across the room like that and Howard came in.
He
sent me home.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said, I got sent home twice when I was there. Once because I put on those big corsets and couldn't get them off. And he sent me home, and my mother said, what are you home for? I said, because I got sent home. She said, why? I said, because I got this woman's corset on. I can't get them off. And the other one was, the other time was I had somebody's lace curtain on and I was a bride. Oh, it was great fun we used to have down there.
I think one of the funniest things of all that I can remember too is when the men used to come and meet us 8 o'clock on Thursday nights to go down dancing, because we used to work till 8 o'clock.
That's right.
Come meet us by boots. And we all used to go one at a time outside to the toilets and make up, didn't we?
That's right.
Without the manageress seeing us. And she'd come down there one day and we'd all finished, and we were all working away in the packing department, and she said, what a smell of oranges. And we'd all been to make up, so our make up couldn't have smelled very good.
Was that Mary?
Yes.
Poor Mary.
But you start doing your hair in the afternoon, didn't you? Doing it up so that it would look nice for the evening.
How many times did we have our hair done the other day, I wonder?
We can't
Fiddling about with it. Having curlers, if there was a long piece of curlers stuck up underneath the manageress see it though.
Who was it? They went, somebody had this, I remember going to the pitch and she had this big blonde streak, so we had a saucer of hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah, that's right. We all had a blonde streak, didn't we?
And we had a piece of cotton wool in it, and every time I went by, I picked up this cotton wool and went like this. You see, so I was getting my blonde streak. My mother said to me, your hair is going a funny colour. I said, that's the sun, Mother. And then we had, who was it, a film star who had this row of kiss curls? So we mixed up sugar and water.
That was all. And when sticky hills.
And so then you get the curls, you see, and you twist them around. When the wind blew, they used to lift them up and put them down again.
I remember I dyed my hair once and that went blood and that I got
dyed.
Oh, everywhere I went, yes.
Just if we dye our hair.
Yes, if I would.
I've been every colour under the sun. I think that's why I'm white now.
Is that natural white or you dyed it?
No, that's white. That's natural now. That is natural now. That is natural. When I was going grey, my niece's husband, he said to my sister, tell Peg that I don't like the colour of her hair she's dyed. Now, I said, would you mind telling her that's my natural colour coming through? Because the grey was coming, you see. But I thought I'd grow old gracefully now.
My hair, I still aren't grey like that.
I mean, I'm white.
I don't know why.
Because you've got a lot of dark in your hair. Yes, your roots are dark, aren't they?
But you were blonder, Hilda, weren't you?
I am naturally fair, yeah. But I mean, I still haven't gone grey.
No.
My sister hasn't. She has.
And I ought to, don't I? By now.
Well, no, that's just how you are, aren't you? Because you're not, are you?
Not really. I have to... that has a bit of help.
Well, yes.
You know, where I wash round here, you know, it's all gone a little bit under there. But, you know, I'm not grey yet. No. I will be. I won't be long. My teeth will start falling out and...
I fell out.
Hair start to go grey, so it will be very bad.
Another thing was the swimwear. We got the lots of photographs there. What is now how they wear the halter round here?
Yeah.
The little shorts.
Yes.
We've got them on.
Yeah,
we had a
suit of them. We're all wearing those,
yes,
aren't we?
Yes.
I love white swimsuits. And we used to go in Colton Flats, didn't we?
That's right. That's where we go.
And there's a sewer out.
Yeah. You've got the photographs there. You've got those, yes, right?
Streets.
Here they are.
Oh, God. But we're as healthy as anyone. I know. I've got them full of rheumatics.
We all used to meet.
Were you in your mother's jet or?
We would all meet, you see, on the beach. Where does this start? That's Hilda, that's me. We've gone up the towers.
We had some wonderful times, didn't we?
Well, we did enjoy our life.
This was at the Jubilee,
and we were horrible
up there,
like they are now.
Over there.
Mm-hmm.
You see there, you have a look, and there's...
this is out the North Sea, coffee, that one. You walk all that way up,
yeah.
You know, coffee
tell
and
tell
stuff.
Tell you what we used to do.
Well,
we were swimming, didn't we?
Again, we were
in
the film.
We saw Esther. Come undressing up Pakefield.
Who was the swimmer?
Even in my bedroom.
We used to go nights, moonlight swimming.
Girl, who was the swimmer? For Esther Williams?
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Well, we saw her in a film.
And she has wearing...
That's right, and she did all these circles. So we got in the water, and they couldn't take the photographs, we all laid on the beach and did it. And the boys stood on each other's shoulders to get the photograph, you see. There used to be nobody else on this beach where we were, as you can see, look. Because we were in the bushes. The boys, something, but they used to swim in the boys.
Hilda, we used to come home after that day out and then go up the seafront, didn't we?
Yeah. One side there.
Never in, were we?
No.
You could see the things, the clothes.
Do you remember going on that gumboat?
Yes. I remember that gumboat.
Do you remember going there?
What, Renown?
Yeah, Lily Sue went over. That's Hilda, the one there. You can see the suit, that was chicken king, and there were little tiny tops. I saw her about a month ago.
Then I married her.
Lily Sue?
She looks as if it's a whale. She's still got her...
Which one don't marry?
Tell you what, I do remember May Kellett. Because May Kellett was like... was a man.
Went out with him, but married him.
Like Marjorie went to great I am, really.
Yes,
right.
Thine was really the nicest one.
Oh, darling, we did. We really, really enjoyed it.
And the suit
up
was
just you see the suit, look.
Mm. I tell you who I came up.
That's the one who's cool half set off.
They brought us tiny boots, didn't they?
They did.
And I come home.
See that poor one
though,
she's housebound. You see,
in
this is the thing you
all.
There we are, look, look at all them lovely.
Oh,
I'm
sick. And there was Edna saying, she said my mother be worried.
I don't know where
she
we got these children from, they've nothing to do with that. I think they just came along, you know.
She's still alive, isn't she, Edna?
I saw Arlene Cady the other day. That's about two Saturdays ago for the first time in all those years.
She loves Crom, didn't she?
I didn't know that till Peggy told me.
What was that?
Arlene lost her husband, Arlene Cady.
Yes.
Yes, and I told you I saw her in Marks, and I hadn't seen her for 40 or 50 odd years.
Once I used to see you in Marks a lot. I only go out
with Susan now.
Well, it runs in the League of Health and Beauty. Remember, what's her name?
I was getting on lovely till I got this shingle.
What was her
name?
She's a well-known person. What have I got there?
Shingles in this leg.
They tell me it's terribly painful.
No one has shingles in the leg on him.
I say that they're terribly painful.
Yeah, it's wicked. And under my foot I had it, I couldn't walk for a couple of months.
These are great photos. I was saying it sounds like you had so much fun in the...
Oh, we did. We had a tremendous lot of fun.
We just kept ourselves to ourselves, didn't we? And didn't do anyone any harm.
And we never got into trouble in the office, did we? And we never mixed with the wrong company.
Whose mother threw a half pound of marge at?
Yours did.
Yes, well, I was late home one night. She told me to be home at 10 and I went in at 10:30.
We had to be in early.
My mother was very strict. I mean, there was a family of 8 of us. 5 boys and 3 girls.
Look how many times we had to be kept in if you'd got late.
Dad was at sea. Well, he was in the Navy then, weren't he? Then he came here to the sea. But saying that, she had to look after, didn't
it? Of course she did.
And I mean,
they all looked after us. That's what they were doing. But we were stupid. We didn't realise this, did we?
And you had to be kept in.
My mother, the breakfast table was all laid for the next morning. As soon as she... couldn't get at me because I ran up the stairs right quick. And of course, she got hold of 1/2 pound of margarine, threw it across at me. I ducked, and it hit the paper, didn't it? And it had been freshly papered the day before. I didn't never see. In the end, she had to have it repapered. That's so bad, but. She was a good mother.
Well, of course they were. We just had to be kept in. Yeah. Well, we did try to keep out late, didn't you? When they had the big dances, the two bands at the party.
Then you were allowed out later.
Yes.
I used to say to my mother, can I just keep out till the end of the dance? Mm. So I said, it takes you half an hour to get your coat.
Because we all had to walk up.
Half an hour to queue up for your coat. Another half an hour before
but
you get.
We always walked home, didn't we?
Always.
I know one
in
night.
In summer, we used to come out the pally and swim on the way up. Our pants and bras. Lovely. And this would be about midnight. And the water had phosphorus.
You know, you don't see it now, do you?
No, why not?
Because we don't go swimming in the midnight, do we?
Well, no.
We don't go swimming midnight, do we? Somebody said that to me the other day because I said. They used to be boot, and that moon. Now I will argue that moon used to come over that sea was beautiful, wasn't it?
It was. You don't see it now.
We were young and romantic.
I saw a postcard, Hilda. I saw a postcard, or was it one of the tapes of Lowestoft, and that showed you
tapes,
the lights of the pier and that big moon.
That's right.
I said, there you are. Yeah. That moon was like that.
That was there.
Mind you are romantic.
But then don't you think time and weather and all that sort of thing all changed?
But it hung so huge, didn't it? And that hung just over the sea, and all that phosphorus used to be on the wall.
It was lovely.
I mean, I used to have loads of time when I was young, but since I've been older, I don't have enough hours in the day.
I'll
be to myself, I look at the clock, 12:15, you should be in bed. Well, I can't go yet, I haven't read the daily paper. And I mean, I'm retired. I'm up every morning at 5:45.
You're not.
I am.
You wake up a little bit late.
You're out of bed?
Out of bed. I get moving. Well, I have a lot to do. You know, I've always got someone to look after who's ill. I've always, you know, looking after somebody. My sister say you ought to have a nursing home. But it's all family or friends. I mean, I don't do this only voluntarily.
Did you lose someone in your family, Marks?
Her sister.
My sister who worked in Marks and Spencer's, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 68. Yeah, I lost my brother, 61.
That's the one I was thinking, because I read Noreen's name.
That's right, yes.
My sister-in-law, 63.
Yes, that's right. 2 years, we've lost 3 in 2 years. Their 60s.
Yeah.
Yes, I've had a terrible time. But
that's how life going.
Did you find that football one yet?
No,
I can't. It's about here somewhere.
You were going to tell me about the Health and Beauty.
Yeah, no, I can't think. What's it? Oh, Prunella Stack.
Right.
She's Lady somebody now, isn't she? Who's Prunella Stack? We used to go League of Health and Beauty.
This is up
the Sparrow's Nest.
Prunella Stack,
League of Health and Beauty. The Sparrow's Nest, yes. She came down, it's her sitting there. Mm. She's some lady. And she was on television a while ago. She still does all this, you know, I think she writes books now. And we had to wear this.
She's got me getting old.
What was the League of Health and Beauty?
It was like, I suppose, today's Keep Fit. Where we wore black. It took me ages. I went through all the photographs and got them all in dates.
Did you?
So, yeah, and I've got them all the whole way through now. All the ones on the Corton Beach.
True.
And that, this one here, where we're out to sea. I mean, if I thought of a child of mine doing it, I'd have died. This one here is going. Oh, did you come over Lowestoft Bridge?
I didn't know.
Well, it's the bridge that goes out to the North Sea. Yeah. Going to meet the girls on here, going over this
bridge.
The bridge
goes out the North Sea. That's the river goes out the North Sea,
didn't it? Well, you know what I mean? Oh, sorry, the bridge goes over the river, that's right, and it goes through the pier head. Shut up, Helen. Goes through the pier head, see? Going over to meet this lot, other thing. These three fellas were in the boat going out, and they called out, Peg, do you want a lift? Well, I went down these steps, which are not there now, and got in this boat and went through and killed it, and went through the pier head, right out in the North Sea, along to Corton Beach. If I thought my girl or one of my grandchildren had done that,
you did, yes. But you didn't see no fear at that particular time, did you? Because you were young.
We were going on the German gamboat.
That was the one. Weren't it the German one we went on?
We got right on the ramp to go up on the ship.
Yeah.
And a hand come like that on my shoulder. And that's Eileen's mother. You can get off here, she went, and I looked at her, she said, and if your mother saw you go up, because my mother and their mothers were all friends, you see, if your mother could see you, and I'm damned, as soon as our backs went turned, she went on the boat herself with that look. Arlene's having a look, oh, what do I know, look at her.
Another place we were forbidden to go was the Great Eastern, wasn't it?
And the Alma.
And we went round to the Great Eastern, because, yes. I mean, you're forbidden to go, you're going, aren't you?
And the dance halls, but they weren't very apt to...
No, we didn't, only went once.
Elite places to go.
And the which is now McDonald's, used to be at the Suffolk Hotel, where that was had a very bad name, but we weren't allowed there, but we still went, just once. Just to see what it was like. Always got found out, though, didn't we? Always got found out.
Always, never.
So you got pepped in?
I remember going to the railway club. Do you remember that's the right. railway
yeah.
club?
Yes.
Going there.
At commercial road.
Yes.
Yes. And I was going dancing. I was engaged to Harry. I was writing to him. He was away. And, of course, my mother said, you know what that chap said, you're not to go dancing. So I said, no, I know, but just this once, I won't go anymore. And of course my cousins came after me, and away we came. And I looked around the room, there's nobody there reliable to tell Harry's family, nobody at all. And I walked in, I went to pay my money, and when I looked, the man at the desk, that was only a relative of Harry's. Harry's cousin was taking
get
the
found
money.
Out? Get found
he
out?
Never told on me. No, he never told on me. But that's just how it used to happen.
That's
we used
right.
to go because we wanted to go.
Just and, try it out.
And the nice, as I said, the nicest thing about it, not one of us ever landed ourselves in trouble. We never did anything wrong.
No.
And if we weren't sure of anybody, we wouldn't go with them as how we were. And of all the times we went, I walked home right from the Pally, which is now Ponding's holiday camp, Ministry of Fisheries.
Ministry of Fisheries.
That's a shame.
That's right.
Yeah.
When
you
that,
never took any
from
notice,
there
did you?
And back, and it was all nationalities
do
here.
Do you remember
the
how
nobody
they
never stopped me?
They never ever locked cars up with another thing, did they? The cars in the car park. So half time you'd go out and sit in somebody's car, wouldn't you?
What about when we used to go Solly and
someone with a car?
Sid Jenry. I say Solly and Sid Jenry had a car, didn't they?
That's right.
Sid
and Jenry. Clem, they had a little dicky. When
that's
I said to
right.
the grandsons a little dicky, they said, what do you mean, Gran? I said, what you call the boot, which opens this way, the dicky opens that way.
You've got as many in there as you could sit, but they had no top
wasn't
on that.
Wasn't your cousin? Was it your cousin?
Yeah, he had one.
What was
cousin
his name?
John.
Cousin John. What
John.
Did he call his car? Was it Elizabeth?
No.
We all used to pile in that car.
Yeah.
I think our heads used to come out the top, didn't we? And they had the two skateboards.
He had a special name for that, didn't he?
Yes, I can remember. We all used to say, "Hey, Eric, come here, come John." And
yes,
and the only one that had a car.
And we all used to go in there, didn't we? We used to let him come with us dancing because
he had a car.
we didn't particularly want his company, but
he had a car. He could come with us, couldn't he? Oh no, that was sick. And they always had two bands at the Pally, didn't they?
Oh yes,
and Easter Hill, what we used to do Easter with all the hockey club boys
yeah. used to come down.
All from all over the country, the hockey had hockey teams. So we used to go up there to
watch and play,
and choose which one we want.
Yes, and then we'd have a fella take us to the dance at night, wouldn't we?
And when we got up there, they paid for us to go into this dance. We were all in full evening dress.
Long dress.
When we got there, we didn't like them, did we?
No, we didn't.
So
like
who did we say, go take them
the money? I was saying, give them their money back. So
we said, go on, the money back. And take the money back.
We met some four other feathers that we knew. We weren't very sure of them because they were foreigners, weren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, that's
Peggy?
Right.
And we weren't sure of their manner. And we thought we would probably come to trouble if we
That's right.
So we thought the best thing
if you went too far with it.
Yes, that's right.
But we weren't going to take advantage, so we were going to give them their entrance feedback.
We gave them that, Hilda, you take the money.
So what did you do? You walk across, you went, "How's your money?"
And they didn't understand the word I said because they were foreigners.
Because you had your roses in your hair.
Yes,
Nina used to have a white gardenia, didn't she?
Right. I used to have little pink roses, didn't I?
Used to go and used to pull the roses between each curl.
The rose used to have to go right in the middle of each curl, didn't it?
Yeah.
The hours I spent.
We used to spend all Saturday afternoon getting ready to go out Saturday night, so we'd look lovely.
Lovely.
Well, we did. Mm-hmm. That's what we were saying, and we did dress, didn't we?
Yes,
we dressed nicely.
Yes. We weren't told bad of ourselves.
We didn't have much money, but we knew how to conduct ourselves wherever we went.
I said to Hilda, "I've heard more since I've been older of men who come up to me and said, when you lot used to go out, they said, I've heard more." I said, "I wish you should tell me this when we were younger then."
Well, one man once said to me, "You don't know who I am, do you?" I said, "No, I'm sorry, I haven't got a clue. It's just since Harry's been gone."
Yes.
Where had I gone?
Well, these last our husbands.
To a dinner somewhere. And I think I was at Gunton Hall. And he said, "Oh, I remember you as a young girl." He said, "And your three friends." He said, "But you're so smart and nice." He said, "I was afraid to come and ask anybody to take them."
I know. So somebody said to me that
we put the men off, really, didn't we? Because
we were
choosy, weren't we? And we all did well. We all married well, didn't we? And
good husbands, didn't we?
And one of us had.
Yes, thank God.
And we never had one.
Yeah.
There weren't one of us ever split up or anything like that.
No,
we were all happy, weren't we?
Yeah, good husbands.
So you know. We were lucky in the end.
We had one or two nice evenings, didn't we?
We had lovely times.
Yes, you got at Hilda's at Christmas time.
When I was been married, my 25th silver wedding, you came to.
Oh yes,
and
yes.
Then we came to yours, Peggy, when you had your 50th golden wedding. So I mean, we haven't sort of cut ourselves off from each other, although. In between, we haven't had a lot of time.
We've had spasms, haven't we? We've had spasms.
Yeah.
Well, yes, we don't. Let's just say we don't hang around one another's necks, but if we want, we're there.
But we pick up as if we only saw each other yesterday.
Yes, that's right, yes.
Mm. And that is what friends were about. When my grandsons were going, they said they'd go collect one or two friends for our 50th. The little rascals were taking bets. Of which one was going to last out the longest? I said, "How long have you been friends, Granny?" I said, "If you can keep friends for over 50 years, then you'll be lucky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Still have the same friends."
My Harry, you think that was lovely that we were still friends after starting work so young and then all through our life. He used to think that was lovely. He loved my friends, Harry did, you know, spoke very well of them and really.
I mean, the laundry girls were lovely. We used to take. This has nothing to do with it, what you want, is it? But we used to take toasted, a bread and butter cheese sandwiches, see? I've got it out in a minute, down at the laundry. And they used to be the ironers, they had gas, big gas arms, you see, and they used to be arms, these big white coats, and I was only a young kid, so I had to keep cave, you see, and watch for the boss to come out from his office. They used to get these slices of bread, and they used to iron them, so you had toasted cheese.
Toasted cheese.
And you good. You never eaten anything to
and
drink
they were
that.
Good. And then lovely. If I saw the boss head rise, because he had a lace curtain, I used to go, because that was the noise. That was the
yeah,
noise
that was
the machines made.
Modern.
So everybody's cook used to come in with the cheese, and they all used to start. And then Hilda and I, we had a little room, didn't we, Hilda, like
yeah.
that, and that had radiators in it with slats across. Where it was a drying room. Now we used to put our bread and cheese between this. These slats.
Yes, total lovely.
It was a metal radiator, and that the butter used to run, and the cheese used to run.
and if you eat it too hot, that burned you like I don't know what.
And that used to smell. And that been all these, all
oh,
these things
great.
Used to be.
Yeah.
I got the kettle on. Look, all
sorry,
these things.
Peggy, I'm drunk.
Cup of tea, coffee. What do you prefer?
Tea, me. I don't coffee.
Tea, Hilda.
Coffee, mate. You make brown. In the afternoon.
I don't drink a lot of coffee.
No, do I? I don't like it.
I'm
lot.
Not really fond of it. I only drink it if you're anywhere and it's more or less all you're going to have and everybody else, so I just go along with them and that's just.
Don't always like it though.
No,
I don't like coffee
I'm
made
not,
out.
I'm not terribly fond
no,
of coffee
I don't.
At all.
It's too strong.
I like my cup of tea.
I've been wondering, have you come down from Scotland for this?
Yes.
You've got a will in your way, dear.
Yeah.
I'll hand it to
you. I was
going to
ask you. Hilda?
What? Who?
That's yours, look. Do you mean to give you that?
Where'd I get that?
Is this the work you do? The sort
that's
of research
right, yes.
work?
Yeah.
Is it? And
how do you get in
you
touch
come
with people?
Here?
Yeah.
What give you the idea of Lowestoft?
We're doing the project throughout Britain, actually.
Great Britain, yes.
We've got four areas that we're looking at. Glasgow, because we're based in Glasgow. Manchester, North London, and East Anglia, generally.
Because we're the most easterly place in Great Britain.
Mm-hmm.
And so I suppose you can thought so. And then you wrote in a magazine or a letter?
That's right. We had some... coverage in the paper.
Mm,
and,
in the paper, yes.
Yeah,
and Peggy answered
Peggy
it,
answered
saw it,
it
and answered
yeah.
it, I see. Mm.
So,
well, I didn't even see it. I probably wouldn't, I don't read very many newspapers.
No,
but it's
easy
worse.
To miss that sort of thing anyway. It's.
Mm.
But I'm very glad she did reply because it's
yeah.
really great getting to meet you all.
This is very interesting work, but it means you're a lot of travelling. Do you
that's
have to
right,
come down by
yeah.
road, do you?
Well, I usually get the train, but yeah, it is quite a lot of travelling.
Because your job involves a lot of travelling and,
yeah.
And that's only say, do you have to go back tomorrow, is it?
No, I'm down for... I've just come from Ipswich. I was
oh,
in
I see.
Ipswich for
oh.
a week.
Oh, Ipswich.
And I'm here till the end of the week.
Mm.
And then I'm off to Norwich for a week.
Norwich, yes. You will so find more in Norwich, really, to...
Oh, I would think so. I don't know where you'd go to find it. The library's gone up in smoke, so you
yes.
won't go there,
yeah.
dear.
Yeah.
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 Well, they got another one open. They're doing something about it, aren't they?
Yes, they found another place, and they're now advertising for people to take... books of
some books yeah
that's
I've
right.
got a couple at home of Albert's dad's one of the almanac I think they called it of the fishing trawlers
oh.
and smacks of about 1890 or something
that's
like that would, and all the prices it's a right carry on that book is I don't know
could you
really
talk a bit louder please I can't hear what you're talking
do
about
do you mind your own business my tea.
We've been rather interested in the sea, Hilda, because you see, my dad started going to sea when he was 12 years old,
yeah.
and my grandfather and great grandfather,
right.
it goes back a long way. And of course, my brother Liam and my eldest brother went to sea.
That's right, I remember them going. I was so pleased to see your brother. Have you seen Lowestoft at war, Hilda? The tank?
Well, Harry, he's
and
on
Harry's
that.
And Harry's on that. I never jumped
that. It's because, you see, when they had the bombing...
Your group, Harry's on?
Yeah.
My brother Harry.
Brother Harry.
Not well, your brother
yeah.
Harry, yeah.
Well, because, you
he
see,
buried,
when
well.
he... when the Imperial was hit.
Yeah.
He was going down those steps.
That's right.
The men's toilet, and that got a direct hit. So there was 12 in there. What?
I didn't realise he went through so much there, Hilda. It was horrific, wasn't it?
Yes, it was dreadful. There was 13 people, men in there, actually, when they took the bodies out. They got 12, brought 12 out, but he was lucky. He was going down. You know, he was coming up when the others were going down.
That's
right. He was nearly out when that had a direct hit. And, of course, they had to dig for him, and those people down below, if it hadn't been a water place, they would have been saved. But you see, the water mains burst and they got drowned.
Oh. Somebody held his head, didn't they? Did he hold somebody's head or did somebody hold his head?
There's a chap underneath him, blown underneath him, a young naval boy.
That's right, yeah.
And he said he held his head because he couldn't move a part. You know, all the debris was on top, but there was a little way where he could get his hands through all this chap. He just said to him, this boy, what was done, said, say the Lord's Prayer with me because I'm dying. And when they took him out, after Harry said his legs had all been blown off, so he was in a terrible state.
I didn't realise that was as bad as that. I remember all that happening.
You knew all about that then, but of course it was in the wartime when we didn't, you know, when we never saw.
No, I wasn't here then.
I think when we were young, things didn't go through to you. You were young and you couldn't. I remember going up the dance at the Pally and all the lights gone out and they lit candles.
Yes.
And I coming home and my mother was down the dugout and first thing mother said there'd been five. And I didn't realise till I see it on that Lowestoft war that five Dorniers come and machine gunned Lowestoft and dropped bombs. All the lights went out and everything. She said, all the lights have been out and they've been dropping bombs. Where have you been? I said, dancing.
Well, you had an alternative, didn't you?
Yeah, you're talking about Lowestoft war on there. On the telly?
The tape. The boys have always bought George all the books of Lowestoft at war and all the tapes.
Yeah, I've got books. I don't know if I've got them.
Yeah, and the last one we bought George just before he died was Lowestoft at war.
Yeah.
And we never ever played it, and I only played it this year.
That's one of John Easter's, wasn't it?
That's right. And boys have always, all the books are there of Lowestoft at war and all the tapes. Mm. Because George liked, because in one of the books was where he used to live.
Where George lived?
Yeah.
Oh,
because
yeah.
It's all gone now, hasn't it? But
terrible experience, really, when you saw all that, because, you see, a cousin of mine said that's where they saw Harry go last thing, and he hadn't come home, and this is about 2 o'clock in the morning, so I'm running around the town, and I finish up at the Lowestoft Hospital, and it was absolutely chaos in there that night.
I bet it was.
And little Mr. Jude, do you remember Mr. Jude, who used to have his head on one side, little dark man, and he used to belong to the Red Cross, didn't he? And he came up to me, he said, oh, he said, whatever's the matter? He said, are you hurt? I said, no, but I said, I think my brother might be in here somewhere. And when he took me into the men's ward, he said, well, come and have a look. I have never seen, Hilda, so much chaos and so many beds and men laying all on the floor.
Yeah.
It was a terrible sight. And I walked, and I thought, well, who was that in that corner bed? And I walked to that, and that was my brother there. And he says on this tape, the first person he saw when he came round was my sister, and that's me.
Were you still down the laundry when we were bombed down there, Hilda? Or had you gone? When they bombed Day's Garage, were you?
No, we had to go back.
I was back
at the laundry then.
We came from the hospital, and they said that because that was a cold war at the time, there was no casualties, we all got to go back to work. Mm. The laundry went back to work. And while we were there, that was made reserved occupation. Yeah. We couldn't get out anymore. They sent for you from the hospital, but we couldn't go out anymore.
Mm.
Remember, we were down the dugout and we had a wind-up gramophone with two Victor Sylvester records. And I think we had 36 crash calls in one day. We were up and down them stairs.
Because that was when Wallace was bombed.
January the 13th, I brought a green hat that day at Tuttle's. A big green felt hat, and there was all these, and being young, all I could think about was my hat all right? All I could think about, my hat is in there. I said, my hat all right?
Terrible.
My poor old mother ran from St John's Road there, and Dave's garage, there was this motorbike had blown over, and that blocked the entrance.
Yeah, right on the top of our
dugout. That's right, and we couldn't get out, could we? And oh my goodness, all I thought, that was my green hat.
That was a near one for us, but we still came through it.
The numbers weren't up, were they?
No.
Digging all that memory out. I thought we'd forgotten it all.
Yeah. Well, Peggy asked because she didn't know anything about it. She was rather surprised to see my brother on this.
Yeah, I expect she was.
This video, you see.
Is Gertie still alive? She is.
Yes, yes, she's still alive. Well, she's a. Let me see. She's a grandmother now.
Does she? Mm. I always liked her.
She often asks me if I see you.
Get on with her, all right?
Nice little girl.
She is a nice little girl.
She still is.
She's only two pence, isn't
she? That's right. But she's got two grandchildren. Mm. Got a nice family because she had twin boys, you know.
Yes, she did.
Twin boys, and they are now.
I lost touch a few years ago.
Yeah, they're now about 26 years old.
Oh, God. My daughter's 40.
How is Susan?
43 or 4.
She alright?
She's very well, yes, thank God. Yeah. Oh, she takes me about her and grand.
That's lovely that you've got her, Hilda, isn't it? Yes, lovely you've got her.
Yes. We went to lunch Sunday to Priory Farm.
Lovely, and you've got a good. She's a good company, isn't she? Yes, it's lovely.
We go.
Do anybody see it at Aldrick?
Who?
Yes, yeah. Quite often.
What's she like? Silly thing to say, and what's she like?
A little bit elderly, more elderly than we are. I'll put it in a nice way, shall I?
You don't take sugar, do you, darling?
No, dear. Thank you.
No, I don't.
I got some sandwiches there, girls, I've got a chocolate gâteau because I fancied one.
Come on.
Oh, I'll slap your bottom if you've got up there. I would, and you can put your ears up to me.
Have you got a dog, Hilda?
Not now.
No, you used to have a little Willie, didn't you?
William.
Now that's going back a long way.
William was lovely.
Where are you staying?
I'm staying in Peakfield Road.
Oh, yes.
Hilda, have a sandwich, darling. On Peakfield Road.
I live up there.
Ah.
I live in Stratford.
Thanks very much. Yeah. Thank you, Peggy.
Have you seen the water tower?
I haven't, no.
She live in that.
Where are you staying?
Peakfield Road.
Peakfield Road.
Which is Peakfield Road?
Which is Peakfield Road? As the road would let me know to the. Do you want one or two?
Two?
That's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to say.
Yes, thank you, dear.
Oh, no. Have a look, Lily. Have a little sausage roll with it. Have a little sausage,
no? No, I'll just have this first, Peggy, please.
How can you get on with them? Who stood and done them?
Oh, I didn't. I bought them. I aren't dark.
Good for you, Peggy.
Do you like it? I don't want them.
I don't
know. We don't care.
I say this house held some wonderful memories and lovely parties we've had in here when we were young.
I don't bake since my George has been gone. I can't be bothered with it.
I remember.
I live out of Marks and Spencer.
You used to spend, didn't you, all Saturday morning baking. You'd make sausage rolls, mince pies, jam tarts, buns, apple tarts, wouldn't you? Meat parties.
Sunday morning I used to do
cooking.
Did you? Yeah. And summer latins, as we used to call them, come straight out of church. Sit in my kitchen.
I've got no other part of the house. Sit in the kitchen.
And every used to go to town on that used to.
Yeah, well, I don't suppose they ever had anything like that, Hilda, do you?
No. I'll tell you what I was thinking the other day, what you never bake, when you get a nice apple, a big cooking apple, and you take the middle out and you stuff it all full of minced meat or sultanas and you make a nice crust round it and put the leaves on and bake it in the oven.
My mother used to make them for us to fill us up.
Now all I do now is get an apple, take the middle out, shove it full of minced meat and put it in the microwave.
I don't even do that.
I take the middle out and I stuff it and just put it in the microwave for about 6 minutes.
I don't go for a lot of fancy things now.
I like spicy things.
Yesterday, I never eat cream stuff. Yesterday, I eat a cream, you know, heels, whatever you like to call it. I ate a big cream, fresh cream donut, like that.
Oh, and you know, donuts, my favourites. Oh, lovely.
Raspberry jam. I had a vanilla slice.
Oh, you did what, with the donut?
Oh,
with
the donut. Lovely.
What else did I
have? I'll give you a piece, darling. Sit down. Sit. Nicely.
And Susan goes to Tesco's on Tuesdays with her friend. Mm. And she said, I bought you cream almonds. And I had three cream pastries.
Oh, how lovely.
And I eat every bit of every one.
Good for you.
Well, I got another inch on my hips.
I think a cream donut or a jam donut, I think that's better than anything.
Peggy, you can't get donuts what a donut.
No.
When I used to run down the place, excuse my mouthful.
That's another thing.
When we ran down the prairie to Sanders, when and his donuts were out of this, where they were donuts. Oh,
when we were kids, they always used to call us kids at the laundry when you started, you were young. You had to go in Saturday mornings and scrub the laundry from door to door, wall to wall. We all used to wear these sack aprons, didn't we, and all get in a row. Then we'd have a dwile fight, wouldn't we?
She doesn't know what Dwyer is.
Dwyer is a dishcloth, floor cloth. And I remember that going, the boss's office was in the middle, weren't it? I was in this, doing this floor, and Lena was in that floor, and I threw the Dwyer at her, and that missed her right in his office. Now, you had to get in there after it, didn't you? So I was crawling in, and I just got in it, and his foot just went like that on it. And then they used to send us down to the co-op. We used to buy them Nelsons.
Yeah, them Nelsons, and cream donuts from there as well, didn't they?
And there was Nelson's used to be
and the girl who used
grease.
To go, provided she could get six, because there were seven donuts for £6.
That's right.
She used to have the one for nothing, for going.
That's right.
We used to put a penny each for our donuts, didn't we?
That was what piece of chocolate
was. Yeah,
they were lovely.
I had a very big breakfast as well. Being in a guest house.
Who?
That chap.
Oh, you're fainting.
So where else are you going? Get anybody else?
They sent his kids to school at a convent with my girl.
I know, but you couldn't afford to keep them there.
Really? Yeah. Well, you ought to have got them all together, didn't we? Yeah. No, you wouldn't have been able to.
Well, most of those businessmen did. Like,
who else have you got anybody?
Old Charles.
Yeah. Give anybody me
down.
Charlie Day Jr. I mean, he went broke, didn't he? Because they overspent.
I'm seeing a Mrs. Lyle tomorrow.
Mrs. Lyle?
Yeah.
Eileen? Where?
Doreen.
Doreen Lyle,
Doreen,
yeah.
Lyle, I know Doreen,
her, no
yeah.
Doreen Lyle. Went to school with her.
Yes. Ah, right. And then there's a Mr. and Mrs. Pickus, I'm seeing.
Pickus? Where cheap are they?
They live in Gunton Park.
Oh, no, it's the other end.
I saw
that.
Right
there.
Up the...
Yeah. Oh, that'd be in the Poosh area, wouldn't it?
Ah.
Yes.
Oh, well, I'll
you're
need to mind
the best behaved tomorrow, yes. They'll be quite so mad.
And that's it, actually. And then I'm
that's
going
good.
Off to Norwich. So.
And then you're going on to Norwich?
Yeah. Well, I'll have to say hello to Mrs. Lyle for you, then.
That's right. Yeah. Doreen Lyle. Eileen Lyle. Doreen Lyle.
Doreen, you said...
No, I met Doreen.
I can't remember
living Long Road, didn't she?
We had a reunion of Kirkley, what was then Notley Road School down here, of the people who started when it first started. Mm. Show you how we all had to have a badge when we went in, so we didn't recognise one another. And the first one who... Do you remember Leonard Brady? Can you remember Len Brady?
I can't remember.
He was organising it. He was giving the badges. And when I got to the door, he said, I've waited all my life to do this to you. Peggy asked, well, just make sure... Be careful where you're putting your hands there.
It was a pity, though, that the laundry never had a reunion, wasn't it? Because there's still a lot of those girls left, isn't there?
My Wendy met somebody over the park in a wheelchair, and she never got her name. She kept looking at Wendy, and she said, I know your face. She said, but you can't be the person I know, because she said, I used to work down the laundry. I said, Wendy, why didn't you get her name, dear? So Wendy said, well, do you know my mum? Because when she said, oh, well, she said, yes, of course, I worked with her at the laundry. Now, who do you know in a wheelchair, Hilda?
Well.
See, because you were at the laundry afterwards, weren't you? You know, you went back to the other laundry.
Yes, I did. I went back there and I was there. Actually, I worked at the Premier altogether 36 years.
Did you?
And then I went 10 years when they asked me to be manageress, when I down to be...
landlord.
Oh, I went man dressed, didn't I?
You were manageress, yes.
You were manageress before I died.
What a manageress. Yeah. You were a manageress.
Yeah. And I was...
No wonder that went bankrupt.
I was manageress 9 years before it closed. You know, yeah, when Kathy Austin died. And
that's
we
right.
Took over then. And then I was manageress 10 years down at the Lavender Lawn.
Were you? 10 years down?
And they wanted me to keep going, but... No,
was Gladys just know. Under you, was she?
Did Gladys you, was, yes.
Well, she started going a bit peculiar then.
That's so whenever yes. I come up that way, where it is.
Yeah.
Actually, a neighbour of mine, because I live in the council flats in Beckles Road, mm-hmm. on Beckles Road, well, you probably wouldn't know where that was, but the lady above me, she was born in Glasgow, and a month ago she went to Glasgow for a week's holiday, because she hadn't been back for a number of years. Then she worked in London, she's a miss, she worked in London as a secretary for the county council, and when she retired down here, and she lives above me, mm-hmm. and she'd been back to see if she could remember the place, because it's been altered.
Is it where you come from originally?
No, I'm from the East Coast actually. I was born in Edinburgh and brought up in Fife, which is sort of countryside to the north of Edinburgh.
Yeah. Is your heart still up that way?
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you do go back to your roots,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah. I think when you've been brought up in the countryside and...
That's right.
Cities are never...
Yeah. When we had a car, we always used to say, you just headed it that way, to where we couldn't get in the country, we just headed it that way.
I think, yeah. You know, we're very lucky here, because we've got the sea. We're two or three minutes from the country, and we've got open
the Broads.
Yeah. So I think this area, I don't think there was anywhere else I'd like to live.
No.
I've been to several places, but I don't think there's anywhere else I'd like to live.
That's right, when my niece said that this is too
good. I'd have a villa in Spain.
Would you?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, I couldn't stand all that heat, Hilda.
The heat is lovely.
No, I couldn't stand that.
Do you go abroad, Hilda?
Not now, I don't know. I have been.
Yes, you have been.
We go every year. I go with three ladies.
Do you still go?
Yes. We went to Corfu last year, the year before we went to the Canary Islands.
Mm-hmm.
The year before that we went to Mallorca. Previous year was Vienna and
I like Mallorca.
And that's how we do. We go every year. Oh, we have one good holiday year, and that's
well, it. Well, go to Rhodes.
Yes, well, we were talking about that because I like Greece. Because I
Rhodes
like the,
is better.
I like the Greek people. I like the Greek people. Mm. And I like the climate there, because there's lots of greenery there.
Yes.
The colour and the flowers, I
think. Would you really like to live in Spain, Hilda?
Oh, yes, you won't have to twist me wrist very. I've got a lovely hotel in
Spain.
Why don't
you?
What am I going to do that to myself?
That's what I mean. Well, if you like it, why don't you do it?
Well, surely, Hilda, if you went out there, you'd find a Spanish count, wouldn't you? Now, I mean, somebody to look after you and take care of you.
He might want my captain.
Well, I mean, that might cost you more than that, but even so, saying that, you know, you're probably going to have
company. Yes, I could go.
Would Susan like to go?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Well, let us know when you go and we'll all come for a holiday.
Yes, I could. Now I go to Eastbourne, and that is a lovely hotel, and that's just been taken over by a fellow who worked at the Grand Hotel in Eastbourne. And she said they wanted £1 million for this hotel. Well, that wanted a lot. Well, that week when I was down there, and Hazel, she's the housekeeper there, and she made a lot of fuss about it. She likes me one way or another, I don't know why, but she's very partial to me. And the lottery was £9 million.
Yeah.
So I said, Hazel, if I win the £9 million, you can be the housekeeper, and Cliffy can, that's her husband,
yes,
can come and run it with you. And I'll have the suite that Peter Hawley's got, the owner now, and we'll have a hell of a time here. He said, well, you do that.
But well, it wouldn't it be lovely just to win that, wouldn't it, huh?
Wouldn't it be a worry for all that money?
Do you know, there were people on there, they weren't happy, but they don't know what to do. I mean, you'd give it away.
You'd give it away.
I wouldn't have any problems, because I've got lots of family. Look how many in our family. Got lots of family.
Do you know how many in my family? My entire family.
Oh, I haven't counted all our mine. I didn't have
the Well, there's Ethel, Michael and his wife.
Yeah.
Anne and David and her Anne, her Jane, Jane's got to get married next June. And then there's me and Susan. That's our family.
Yeah. Well, in my family...
And I think we're 11.
There's
how many children do you
46
have?
46 in our family.
No, that's I've only got Susan.
Yeah.
I'm talking about my sister
with their family.
Yeah. And her son and his wife. And
Oliver's in Stradbroke Court.
What about all the others? Oliver's in Stradbroke Court.
Yeah, she's not well.
She's not living in there.
Yeah, she is.
Gone, went
she's got dementia.
Oh, I am.
Isn't that dreadful? You see, you asked my husband with this.
She object if I went in to see her?
No, she wouldn't.
Would know you, would she? Would she know you?
Yes.
You make yourself known. You knew
well. Well, I suppose the last time I spoke to Olive was about a couple of years ago.
She talks a lot of tribe,
and she was
tribe.
Well, she was telling me then she used to go swimming. She used to go swimming,
she
Hilda.
She did anything to eat,
then at
she used to work in the hospital.
Yes, she did, didn't she?
She was an orderly.
How long
in
has she been there, then?
She's been in Stradbroke Court. I had Albert ill, and she was all right. About 3 years she's been ill now.
Good gracious, oh, well, look. Well, that must be longer than 3 years. Time do go quickly, doesn't it?
That make you wonder where the time.
But I saw her, and I saw her down the town outside the Hennants. That's where I saw her. And she said, "Me do you?" She spoke to me all right then.
Yeah.
So it must have been three, probably even 4 years ago. But and I said to her, and she was talking about one
excuse
thing.
Excuse me, do you want a cup of tea, darling?
No more, thank you, Peggy. That was lovely, and thank you very much.
Got anything else to eat? Have a piece
nothing
of cat too.
Oh, no, I couldn't
get that all on my own now. Then that's
thank
nice,
you very much. But, I am surprised, and I'm very sorry to hear that.
Well, yeah, that's the way in life, and you can't do
nothing. I think
about
she's
it.
Younger than I am, isn't she, Hilda?
She's 74, I think.
Yes, I was going to say she's younger
wait
than
a minute,
I.
She's got them, well, she's 4 years younger than me. That makes her 76, 75 or 76.
Yeah, well, I'm 76.
She's got a birthday that's coming in November. Are you having more tea?
No, thank you. I'm a one.
Well, I'm putting that there.
Yeah, that's right.
By the way, your dog. Get out of the way, little.
But one of my cousin. Boy cousin died, and he hadn't done any work. His mother and father were quite moneyed, and he, when his father died, left all the money to his mother, and then the mother died and left all to him. He was 26, and he never did a stroke of work after that. And he toured everywhere. Well, out of the blue, my other cousin wrote and said that he died at 72. And she said, "Would you give me the list of the cousins in this area?" So, because my George laughed, he said, "He ain't done a stroke of work since he was 20 odd, he won't have any money left." So I started writing them down, and I was writing, no, there were 13 cousins.
Oh, God.
So George kept saying, "I reckon you'll get £1.
You'd be lucky with
well,
that.
Well, we got 250 each.
Did
I
you?
Said, yeah. Mm. I said, well, that was good, really. I said, how did he make that money? I said, because he must have had a lot.
Well, money make money, don't it?
He never did a stroke. I said, now, what have I got all them cousins for? I'd have got more, wouldn't I?
Don't be a hog.
13, I never even thought I had 13 round here. Mm.
Did they thank you for writing all that down?
Yes, yeah, that was very good of my cousin George from London, yeah. Because that wasn't a solicitor's letter, so whether he'd left her, he didn't leave any will, you see, and so she just said that she'd had a letter from a solicitor, and hers, that was on her writing paper, and she settled it, and she sent the cheque herself to me, and
she
got 250.
What
it? I fiddled that.
The law would have to be in there somewhere.
Yeah.
You've got an evil mind thinking that.
Well, no, but I mean, that seems
well,
to be
I can't see how he could have any money left.
If there's no will, that all has to go to probate, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, she just said that she'd had that she wanted to have all the cousins, all the relatives
you
that were left.
You should have written back and said, thank you very much.
Well,
for
it
that.
Is.
Are you sure you did it?
You know what I said to her? I said, no, you won't. I said to her, I bought a bottle of vodka. I said to drink Raleigh Brooker's health.
What, is it him?
Raleigh Brooker, you know Raleigh Brooker is.
Blast. Yeah,
I would
I
have said on that,
that
score. Well, thanks very much for letting me know, but if I want to get in touch with a solicitor, who is he? I would have thought, Mum, that's his solicitor's number.
Know,
I mean, she couldn't, that weren't legally right for her to settle that. You could have
I
probably
really
got 1,250, you don't know. You probably got a payoff and that was it.
Do you reckon?
Yes, I do. It's a bit shady.
She lives in Esher, so she lives in Esher where the, near the Denver base, so she lives in a big house.
Those letters should all been written separately.
It was on her paper.
No, it was all should be written separately on the solicitor's head paper.
Yeah.
That should have been done
like
that.
Well, the check
was from her.
Putting things in. It's gone now, though, isn't it?
It's gone.
I know when my mum
died,
should
really
we
be ever
that,
so well off.
We had that, and every one of us had a letter written to us on the solicitor's paper.
Really?
And I was living in my mother's house at the time.
Did for my uncle, but then he promised me the bungalow. My uncle Bruno and Ethel's husband.
Oh, yeah.
That was my sister and I were the ones that were looking after him, and all of a sudden this niece appeared the 6 months before he died.
Yeah, but
She just appeared with a little car and started taking him out shopping.
Oh, yes, well, that's
after all the
that's
years we've been
back
and forwards every
that,
week,
yeah.
looking after him. Well, what he did, he came here the Christmas, we invited him to Christmas, he sat here looking round and he says to me, "You're all right, aren't you, dear?" I said, "Yes." Then Wendy invited him up there and he said, "Wendy got a lovely place." He said, "She's all right, isn't she?" He said, "Poor little Ruth only live in a cottage on the aerodrome." He said, "On a farm-tied house." I said, "Yes, she's got a car though, hasn't she, out in Bruce? You don't run a car on tuppence, do you?"
No.
And then afterwards I thought, I don't know, he's looking round and... the next thing we knew, and then he put me down to next to kin at the hospital. They sent for me at the hospital. Mm. I had to do all the roundabout to the coroner's court.
Yeah.
I did all that.
Yeah.
And when it come to reading the will, I think we got 200. Lily got, John didn't get anything. Lily got 200, I think, and I got 200.
Wasn't that poor John?
Well, I think he didn't
he
used to see him.
I suppose.
He didn't see him, I suppose. That my sister and I used to do things for him. Anyway, we got £200 each. And that's how I bought the television, actually, because Mark was working at John Wells, and he said, "Buy the television," because I said, "No, I'll share it out like you do. Share it out." No, they said, "You buy the television, and we'll put the rest towards it." But never mind. The only consolation was, I thought, he's up there, and he's between my mother and Aunt Ethel. And I bet they're giving him hell.
I bet they are.
You old devil, you. Well, no one's going to argue with my money because I've spent it. But there, you've got to make out a will. You're made out a will, have you?
I haven't, no.
Well, you should do that. You made out a will? Yes.
My will has been made out, yes.
Yes, I made out a will.
Glad
okay. They are, but they've got to catch the bus. They said she rang me this morning and said she was coming.
What, 3:15?
But you know they're ever so set in their ways.
Oh,
like
they've got
to have their dinner
at
a special time
and
they'll catch a bus at a special time.
Yeah, well, then what about getting home at night?
I don't know.
Peggy
will
sleep.
No, I always tease my sister and I always say to her, "You didn't like me, did you?"
She didn't want you to marry her brother, did she?
She said I was too dressy.
Yeah, that won't be. You weren't the girl for him. She wanted a little more old-fashioned girl than you, didn't she?
Then after we got married, I couldn't keep her at my house.
No.
She was there all the time.
There they are.
Talk about. And they couldn't be nice enough. She couldn't be nice enough to me. Never. I always tease. I like when there's a lot of company, then I say it.
Yeah. I just want to try your mouth there.
I was going to say, we don't want to fight for all the others.
I'm not well enough now, really.
No, that's what I said.
I can't laugh quick enough.
You can't join in now, Hilda, can you?
Oh, God, no. I would have done if I'd been for this shit.
Oh, yes. You had the spirit, didn't you, lovey?
Yeah, the spirit's still well enough.
I always remember your dear old mum, though. I always remember her. When I used to go up and call
Mum and my mum were sort of the same type, weren't they?
That's right.
Talk to many. But
the new and our names were the same.
Yes.
Hilda James and I was Hilda James. Yes. But we were we're not related, were we?
You didn't stay with the same name, so can I ask what your married names are?
My married name is Green.
You know Hilda.
Hello. How are you?
All right. We only meet at the
occasions. How are you? Gladys. You heard us coming
in.
I saw you. You saw us. All right.
Oh, no, be good.
Nice
settle down. Settle down. How are you? Nice to see you, my name.
Good to have
you.
Good to have
you.
Long while ago, wasn't it?
Friends, is
that? No.
Give
us your coat, Fizz.
Will do.
Old friends are always the best, aren't they, Gladys?
Yeah.
You know what to expect.
I say that we are old.
You want to be getting back in the pages and selling them dresses because I haven't bought nothing now since you got left pages.
My goodness, you know, they've been friends at school. They were school friends and they joined the army together. And they stayed up together.
Nice to see you.
Nice to meet you.
You're lovely. Yes, I'm a
cup of tea, girls, or coffee?
Coffee, please.
Coffee,
Barbara.
Please.
Coffee, please.
Coffee.
Can't you drink coffee in the middle of the afternoon?
We always drink tea.
We never drink tea.
Well, I keep you awake.
I don't think I do. Haven't really tasted tea these days. I don't know why.
Well, I don't have come on, then. Tea, so I just have
no, she's a cup of nice water. Not very nice.
I don't like
anything milky.
Oh,
no. Tea,
you wonder then who's Nolan Milkman if you're not drinking it.
Don't
lose the milkman, for God's sake. I'm not carrying milk about. That I object
well,
to.
Well, all you see now, Hilda, is people with those great big jugs.
Oh, I know what the hell they do with that. I
couldn't drink that.
I aren't having milk carton about. I think that's ridiculous.
I still like on my doorstep. Milk, yeah.
Have you got your brains in, gears, girl? Can you remember what
picture you went to? Which one did you want me to bring today?
Your best one.
The best one, every time.
High intellectual, me low. It depends on who you're
as far from university, we want intellectual stuff.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, dear.
We want intellectual stuff.
I did change it before I come out.
Hilda's gone, she can remember all the cinemas right from the top of the town. See if you can enlighten. Do you know, Gladys, she can remember when George used to spray the perfume.
Yeah, well, he did work there, didn't he?
Yes,
he did. I knew George at quite a young age, really.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. I saw your brother-in-law the other day.
So you knew him before I did, really?
I did know him before.
And you knew him before I did,
didn't you,
Hilda?
Yes, we did.
You knew my joke. Your glasses have calmed down.
Don't you think my brother-in-law
is well? Put them on there, aren't you? These are prescription. You can see through us. They're by four.
Oh, he does.
Are they good, Dad?
No one anything has brought us wear these because I can see you better then.
Oh, good. Well, I always was beautiful.
Well, I guess, dear, that's why I want better look, isn't it?
No, I've got more beautiful as I've got older.
I've missed all that.
Yes. I sit looking in the sun, all I can see is sand.
Well, right. Yes, that's right.
So I put my glasses on. No, otherwise, I'll be sneezing all over you. Oh, dear.
Do you have hay fever?
Do I have?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's awful, that is.
I get not talk about for God's sake. That's terrible.
You are allergic to my dogs,
are you? No, so I'd be sneezing. Now I had William long left, didn't I?
Oh, sure. Hilda is. She's allergic to you.
Yeah, I had asthma.
I had the first attack.
Was when my mother was ill and I was looking after her, and
that was stress,
12 years ago. Stress. But after that, that was the first attack I ever had when I was at her house looking after her. And then over the years, about the 6 years after that, I really had it bad. I used to have to go up to hospital when I had a bad attack to, you know, be put on a machine and get my breath back. But touch wood, this last 4 years, I've done everything the doctors have told me to do, with medication and with keeping away from animals and all that sort of thing. And do you know, this last 4 years, I've really defeated it. I couldn't even have central heating in my flat.
Couldn't you really? You wouldn't believe
if
that.
I go anywhere in the winter time to a hotel, you know, like if we go out for the weekend anywhere, and I stay overnight at a hotel, I've got to ask them to turn the central heating off before I can, because I have to have a cold room.
I see, yes.
Oh, you have to live in it. Oh, I don't like that. that do play my head up, but I'm afraid I still live with it on.
Yes.
I open
like
windows.
A cold bedroom.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
You never have heating in the bedroom.
I like everywhere hot, yeah. My heat's on now.
My bedroom's cold and it's
warm. I hope this isn't too strong for you girls. I
heat
as well.
Do you see it? It's like the mouth.
We have cabinets that you see.
Oh, I don't mind. Well, you got the heirloom china, right?
Yeah, I thought I would. Yeah. Yes,
I should have said that.
I say, shall not let her go.
Mrs. Blackett.
I did that the other day. We were at the college, we were doing the Litton class, you see, and I was looking at the check. And I said to Hilda, to Elsa, Mrs. Mrs. Holgate here? I said, who's C. Holgate? So this person came forward. She was a bit sort of like this. And she said, it's me. So I said, oh, sorry, I didn't realise it was you. And she came up to me afterwards. She said, the correct pronunciation is Hogar. Oh, I said, we've got another Mrs. Bouquet now. Well,
Peggy, you know who's who, whose friend that was? Harry Tompkins' friend. You know, Bernard Holgate, the hair, the cane.
Oh, yes. My God.
That's his wife.
Is she still about?
Oh, yes. She helps a lot with the Oxfam and that sort of thing.
Does she still live on the North Parade?
Yes. Oh, so as far as I know. She belongs to Townswoman's Guild.
Yeah. She was a Miss Beckett.
Oh, my God, we've got another Mrs. Bouquet here.
We'll have to belong to Town. Do you belong to Townswoman's Guild?
Well, I did for a little while, but then there was nobody to take me down and bring me home, and I wouldn't want to risk coming home. There was no buses come home late at night, you see, and I'm not going to risk walking the streets.
It's something to eat, darling.
No way.
A sandwich?
That's taking your life in your own hands to do that.
Only just had our lunch,
yes. Sit down again.
Yes, sit down. Yes. I forgot to bring my doggy bag.
That's what I was saying. She was interested in if the pictures, the cinema years ago, influenced you girls. Now, I say girls, I use the word loosely.
I
think so. They did at a point, didn't it?
To a point, because what you saw, like all that lovely way of living, especially in those lovely old song and dance.
Yeah, oh, I love them song and dance.
They seem to have such an easy life, didn't they? You know.
Well, we did when you come to think, perhaps one day my life will be like that.
And we love the fashions and the way they did styles of their hair and shoes and everything that the film stars wore. You just could imagine you in them clothes, so we always did our best to try and look like them.
I always wanted to dance like Ginger Rogers.
going through my mind.
So, when you mentioned that hairstyle with the... The plate, that reminds
that's
me of Ginger
Rogers. That's right, we bought the separate hair plates and put it round. But when other people followed what we did, we left off, didn't we? We changed it.
We swept up.
Pearls
at the back, didn't we?
That's
because
right.
Well, I used to... You're a page roller. I used to do that.
Yeah, big sausages.
All your group were great leaders of fashion in
Yes, we were leaders of fashion.
And as soon as anybody copied the next...
We had something different.
But it was lovely though, weren't it? Rotten lot.
I tell you one thing, it was jolly hard to keep up with it financially.
Yes,
I'll tell you, because we didn't earn very much.
How exciting to go out on if you were free on a Saturday to buy a shilling pair of stockings, Bear Brand.
I didn't get Bear Brand, I went to Woolworths, we got sixpence.
Oh, did you?
Not shillings, sixpence.
Can you remember the tall floorwalker in Woolworths? And we used to call him Timothy. And they had blasted spots, right?
What about the fella?
We thought he was a dream.
What about the fella who raised up the part of the hotel with the limp wrist? Fairy feet?
Oh, I don't know. He had lots of names.
Who are your favourites in the male film stars? Did you have...
Oh yes. Cesar Romero was mine. That tall, handsome bloke with the little mustache.
I love Robert Taylor.
William Holden.
Yeah, and Clark Gable.
Yes, he's good.
Yeah, when he's all gone with the wind.
Lawrence Olivier.
I must have been mad because about last year, it was winter time, and I thought, when I looked in the Radio Times, Robert Taylor was gone in London Bridge.
Yes, that's right.
And that was late at night. He didn't come on till about 11:45. And I said, I did love him ever so much.
Do you like that Pride and Prejudice, the song?
Yes, I watched that. I'd have loved to live in those days with those dresses.
We never got dressed and undressed. You wouldn't have enough day in between.
How did we fit that all in? If you went working all day and we used to have a game of tennis, go to a dance and have a swim. How did you fit that all in a day? No wonder we used to be ill sometimes. I mean, quite not ill, but...
No wonder we're worn out now.
Your mother often used to say to you, Peggy, don't you think it's time you had a night at home?
I know, but when I kept her home, nobody wanted me. I was too much trouble at home.
But that was all innocent fun.
My sister was so quiet.
Yes, she
was. She used to sit up straight like this, and she would sit and knit like the same, and she used to think,
very
oh,
genteel.
She'd sit indoors.
Lily was like my sister Ethel, and my sister used
was
to say
nice
to
girl,
me,
"Hell,
you get away with murder to what I did."
But then you see your mother. My mother used to say she had four. She wouldn't like four like me anyway. I mean, they couldn't have managed.
You wouldn't like four like John, would you?
Yeah. You know, John is still like it. My brother, he married such a quiet girl. But
they compliment each other, don't they?
Yeah. And everybody laugh at him. And when we'd go to something, he used to take me swimming up the pool. And could see all the old dears from the co-op factory. My brother used to work at the co-op factory. So and he used to call them all these girls, the poor old dears, they're all pensioners. But they used to laugh at him. And they said, I was swimming along. And they said, are you his wife? I said, no, I'm his sister. I said, that's his wife up there. She said, oh, she said, he used to make her keep us in fits. And so one lady said to me, I was 15 when I started at the co-op, and she said, I slipped. She said, and your brother rushed and picked me up. She said, and then I got married and left, and she said, and I went back after my children were growing up, and he went, oh, he's haven't seen you for ages. And he put his arm and said, lovely. He said, he turned around to the rest of the room, and he said, now this young lady, he said, she slipped. He said, and she had all red underwear on. She had red petticoat, red knickers.
He still is like that.
He's a devil, isn't he? Yeah.
He always bring me stuff, you know, bless him. And he'll go, perhaps they'll go into Iceland and they'll buy something, three is the price of two.
Yeah.
He'd say to Velma, don't you give her the one we paid for. Give her that free one. He's round here at 6:30 in the morning. He'd bring his dog and he'd bring me all the garden produce, you see.
Excuse me.
He used to give them old fags, she'd be all right.
I know, I'd give up a lot.
She's fine, isn't
she? There she goes. Someone, who the hell, shut up.
I never knew she smelled.
She don't, I say that.
Say things like that about your friends.
You look in that bag, I bet you'll find it.
I bet you won't.
What you left them at all?
I only have a fag when I only smoke in my kitchen when I'm fed up. Then I light a fag and I'll go down the garden, I go on the bottom green, then I go in the greenhouse and I light another one.
But she don't smoke, do
you?
She
don't smoke.
Hilda,
no,
who does your garden, dear? Because we came past in the bus the other day and that looked lovely.
Oh, she got a fancy chair.
Tony.
Well, he's a good gardener.
Yeah, I've only just got him. I'll give the other one a sec.
Did you?
He was charging me, I paid him £85 a month.
What?
For my gardener.
Gosh. Well, if I could still ride my bike, I'd come up there.
I paid it, and I don't know what that worked out, and he used to not come about from November till February. Then you'd start again. And I got really fed up with him. I gave him a cheque, £85, and a fortnight later, he came and he said, I'm afraid you owe me another cheque. So I said, how'd you make that out? I paid you £85 a fortnight ago. He said, yes, but that weren't enough. So I thought myself, right, well, I want an excuse to get rid of him. So I said, I don't believe this, but I said, I'll pay you because I'm not having that said that I'm in debt or anything.
That's right.
And then Susan wrote me a letter to say he's had it. But the damn
he did,
soul.
Did he do the work?
No,
he thought he's on.
Yes, he weren't bad, but I mean, he only come when he thought he would.
Yeah. He thought he was on a good thing to be on your own,
He'll come. He's hurt his thumb at the moment, so he's a bit hampered, but he has been coming every week. And it's £5 an hour. Now he'll do 4 hours for £20. And if he don't come the following week, which sometimes you don't have to, I pay him a quarter of what I used to pay this other fella.
Ooh,
and the garden look all right, doesn't it?
It looked very nice.
We said how nice it was.
We came past,
looks very
nice.
And I've had the house
for a bus ride. And the bus comes past that way, and I said, oh, Hilda's garden, and it looked lovely.
Yeah, and I've had the house painted.
Yes,
all the walls.
Lovely. Yes,
you bought new curtains.
I've been and ordered the curtains. I haven't paid for them yet. God, know what that'll be. Don't talk about them.
It's all the maintenance jobs by Miss Georgia Lark, who's good maintenance.
That's right. Yes,
well, so would have. I mean, I would say him sons will want done, he'd send someone up to do it.
I hate it when they come down and the first thing I say to them is, I got a little job for you. Yeah, I can't bear that, so I don't say. No. See?
What's good if you've got to have it done, you've got to have it
done. Yeah, I know, but I don't say it. I wait a little while.
We're just
busy. Wait a little while.
Barbara's the decorator and I'm the labourer. Oh. But we've got to the stage now where we...